it was something that I noticed in conversations with my friends, a lot of whom were either young parents or expectant parents, and that hadn't been a topic that had been on my radar previously. And so I started looking into it, and the more I looked into it, the more it seemed to me that there was a story that really deserved to be told, and deserved to be told not from the perspective of someone who already had their mind made up or who was coming to the issue kind of as a partisan of one side or the other.
The CDC listed vaccinations as among the top 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century, but there's, would you say, a handful of people who oppose that?
I think what you see much more, and what public health officials are probably much more worried about, is not so much opposition, but either an attitude that goes anywhere from kind of general skepticism to just a sense that vaccines aren't that important anymore. And I think that is something that you see, if you look throughout history, you see that occur in cycles. Whenever vaccines are more widely used and become more effective, and the diseases that they combat then start to disappear from a population, whenever that happens, you tend to get a group of people who are either concerned about the possible negative effects of vaccines, or just a larger portion of the population that really doesn't see why they're needed anymore. I would say that the percentage of the population that is kind of adamant vaccine opponents is fairly small, but the percent of the population that is a little bit hazy on the necessity and the benefits of vaccination is not quite as insignificant.
Did you have anything else to add about the vaccination topic?
Well, I think that both parents and doctors really need to work to have a conversation that extends beyond just the 2 or 3 minutes you might have in the course of a typical wellness appointment, and find ways to address fears and concerns and misgivings and misconceptions, and find a way to do that that feels satisfying to everyone involved. The fact that a parent had his or her child vaccinated does not mean that that parent is 100% comfortable with the process. And I think that's a real problem. I mean, we should be at a point where when we have medical procedures that medical interventions, which is what a vaccination is, that are potentially life-saving, we should make sure that the patients who are undergoing those and the parents of the infants who are undergoing those really understand what's at stake and understand why this is important, and understand that this isn't just a sort of vestige of a previous time, you know, that children do die in this country in this day and age of whooping cough. 10 kids died in California last year alone. Children are still hospitalized with measles. There are very, very real serious repercussions. And on the flip side, there is no evidence whatsoever that vaccines cause a lot of the things that they're rumored to cause, like autism, which is one thing we hear about all the time. There's absolutely no evidence about that. So, I think anything that parents and doctors can do to kind of further that conversation and establish a discourse and establish some real trust is only going to be good for the country as a whole going forward. Another part in this situation is, I think, you know, everyone, doctors and patients, are really dissatisfied with how the healthcare system works in our country. So right now, there are not a lot of opportunities to have the type of conversations with a doctor in which you might get some of these concerns addressed. You know, you come in, you have a 15-minute window. That doctor is probably already a couple minutes late because another patient went over. You know, there's another screaming child in the waiting room right behind you. It's an incredibly stressful environment, and one that almost seems kind of singularly unconducive to starting to have a real conversation.